Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Hey, Mac, you're a funny guy. Am I funny? How do I make you laugh? Am
funny
I a
how?
Clown? Am I here to amuse you?
Funny how?
Funny how? Come on, Hendry. Funny how? Am I a clown?
Do you know that reference, Cowboy B? What movie? He doesn't know. Laugh at him.
Hey, hey, Mac, what, you came in here during the break. And you asked a very interesting question.
Yeah, I asked you if you want some nuts. I have whole raw almonds, so I wanted to see if you wanted
it's
some.
Very healthy.
Yeah.
And I said, no thanks.
Yep.
It was very kind of you, though, to offer.
Mm-hmm.
I have a big bucket of salad left over from dinner last night. Did you drop your nuts?
Yes. I did.
Anyway, what did Toby say when you asked him if you wanted your nuts?
He said he was good.
He was good? Like,
yeah,
he didn't
like
want your
didn't
nuts?
He didn't want any. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Just wondering. Cowboy B, I didn't ask you before the show. Do you want to do the Cowboy B stock report today or tomorrow? Today?
Yeah, he's not going to be here tomorrow.
2:30? Work for you or no? Okay. Let's do it. Let's do it. We are waiting on word as to whether we're going to be able to hook up with Eddie Olczyk of the NHL on TNT, who's in town tonight to do the game. Should be a good one. Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, the Edmonton Oilers against Alex Ovechkin and the Caps. If you missed Spencer Carberry on with the Junkies this morning right here on the Team 980 and elsewhere, you can check it out on the podcast, as I did this morning while I was getting ready for the show. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get back to you on the phones so we can get on to some other things. Let's go to Mike in Texas, and then we'll get to AA MCO after that. What's up, Mike? How are you?
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
What's going on, Mike?
Well, this is a recipe for a disaster. I'm calling it right now. It's not going to go well.
When you say that, you're talking about, again, just to be clear, the Jaden Daniels media venture thing that we're talking about, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Uh-huh. We are here to win a championship. Get that free. And for years, you know, we understand what's been going on. You know, quarterback after quarterback after quarterback after quarterback, like changing underwear. Now that we finally have one, or I think we do, you know, he needs to turn his mind to focus on football first. Win a championship first, and then maybe, you know, do other things. If you're going to do other things outside of football, then in my opinion, the best thing to do is get involved with charity. I'm not sure if he's doing that already, but that's the way to go, in my opinion. You know, help the community, not join the media with Kelce. You know, he, like you said, he's on the way out. So might as well, he does have that leeway, right? Jaden Daniels, he needs to focus on getting better and studying the playbook because, granted, other teams, I'm pretty sure, they're going to be focused locked down 24-7. 24/7 to get better. Well, he's probably gonna, he might be, you know, getting better with the media. And that's a recipe for disaster. You know, Joe Gibbs, there's a documentary on Joe Gibbs where he would spend the night at the facility watching film, trying to be a better coach. You know, our worst enemy is time. We don't have time for this BS, media BS, in my opinion. We're getting older by the second. And he's going to be locked in, man. You know, he's too young. He needs to, you know, win a championship first. And then maybe, you know, players that come to mind, like Chase Young, right? One that comes into mind is Prime Time. Maybe he's the only one that could get away with it back then, right? Very flashy. You know, it's, you know, must be the money type of thing. But he's a different cat. So he can get away with that.
You mean Deion Sanders, correct?
Yeah, right.
Right, and okay. When he was a player, still.
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe Michael Jordan for sure. Those two at a young age. But that was a whole different generation. These just are different breeds, man. But nowadays, you know, it's just technology taking over the world. And I get it. You wanna do other things, make that money, and I get it. Opportunity knocks on the door. Oh, wait. We're doing football. Oh, wait a minute. There's opportunity here. Make a left. Take it. And I get it. But at the same time, you don't put yourself in a position to get questioned. And now it's been bad already. If you think about it, because I've been reading threads on Twitter. It's not going well. It's not. You know, we're in turmoil. You know, the season is in the toilet. We're missing bodies left and right. And then you go out there to join forces with Chelsea. There's no, as a fan, there's no time for that. There is no time. I'm not liking it. I think it's going to turn very bad. I hope it doesn't, right?
I totally understand your concern. I don't know how much time he's going to put into this, Mike. I really don't. And the NFL calendar is built to allow this if you properly manage it. The problem is a lot of times PR teams and entertainment teams and advisors and whatnot really don't value what is important for their brand as a football player, as an athlete, which is their number one job, their number one profession. And to your point, it's a year-round thing. Even though it's not mandatory, it's expected. And sometimes the lines can get blurred and crossed and whatnot, but I do understand your concern. I'm going to let you run because I got a ton of calls, but I appreciate it. It's a good call. I understand. Do I think Jaden Daniels is the same person as DeSean Jackson, Chase Young, Robert Griffin? No, I don't. But I can't tell you that I have no concern at all. That's not me being honest. That's me being Homer McFanboy. It's okay to have a reasonable concern. It's all right. Let's go to AA. Athan in Annapolis. What's up, AAMCO? How are you?
Well, you know, buddy, you're looking at the top, like, 0.5 or less percentile of people in the world that have the ability to do something that everybody else doesn't. It's that world of who's who that we've talked about. And I mean, I don't like, look at someone like Angel Reese, who is a decent basketball player, but she's taking advantage of everything. She's being the villain, and her against Caitlin Clark and all the stuff, and her shoes and Victoria's Secret runways and her own brand.
Everything is a brand for Angel Reese, and it's annoying as hell.
Exactly. Well, my point is that you have to take advantage of it while you can, because, like, look at Robert Griffin, okay? He's a zero, all right? And we all know that. But look at how he still tries to cling on to any shred of relevancy. Look at someone like Ric Flair, okay? Maybe the greatest wrestler of all time, arguably. He can't function unless he's out in public every day with everybody running up to him, telling him that he's the man, okay? Look at Doc and the Hogs back in the 80s. Like, they were probably like the Beatles when they walked into a restaurant together. Everybody screaming and hollering. Look at what J.P. Finley, you said he was calling, says, hey, there's the rooster, and everybody started chanting, rooster, rooster. Had to make you feel good, make you feel like almost like, hey, what if this was WrestleMania and there's 80,000 people screaming the rooster's name and you're about to fly off the top rope and crush Lanell, you know? So, I mean, my point is that it's a business, and any injury can ruin it at any time, and you have to take advantage while you can to make the most money you can. And unfortunately, the business side in most sports is coming before the sport itself. I don't necessarily agree with it, but that's just where we're at as a society. It's never enough money, and I mean, do I have a problem with it? No, because I think he's got a good head on his shoulders, but I don't understand what it's like to be in that world of millionaires and all, everybody just lined up to kiss your rear end. But like Doc said, I've heard him say before, you're going to be on the outside looking in one day. You leave that group, and you're relevant until you get hurt or whatever the case may be. And then you're on the inside looking in, and then look at guys like Griffin, look at guys like Ric Flair, just hang on to any sense of relevancy. So, no, I don't have a problem with it, because you got to do what you got to do for yourself and your family.
Yeah, but it also does sound like you have a little bit of an issue with it, right? I mean, you're kind of like almost talking both sides of the platform here and saying, well, you're not going to be mad about it or angry about it. Look at this, look at that. You know, you're talking about Flair, you're talking about different things and using your platform. Here's my thing. You know, his platform ain't going anywhere anytime soon. If this is for professional development, I'm down. If this is for charitable ventures, I'm down. If this is for brand development and logo development like it was for RG3, I'm not down. If this is DeSean Jackson and his video, whatever he was doing, I'm not down. Missing OTAs, I'm not down. If this is Chase Young, it's all about the money, you know, straight cash, homie, I'm not down. Like, again, I think it, for me, it depends on what it is. Like, of course they should be able to have a life. And of course players should be able to use their celebrity in different ways, right? Like, I don't get mad. Apparently everybody's mad at Cam Scataboo for getting, while hurt, for getting involved in a WWE stunt the other night. I'm not mad at him. I mean, as long as he didn't get hurt again, you know, and there is some risk, but there's risk anywhere. Like, I'm not mad at him.
All I'm saying, Chris, is that it's always about the money. Okay, they're never going to put charity right or anything else before the money. It is all about
that.
Them.
Is the problem?
It's just the sports world. But unfortunately, it's the sports world, not just him, that we live in now, because all these players are concerned about their brand legacy before everything else. Now, do I think, again, I go back to the head he has on his shoulders. I think this kid's got a good head on his shoulders and he's grounded, but it also, I have to tie into the injury portion of it. Like you said, it could go away tomorrow. Yes, if he goes out there and blows an ACL, and you would think an ACL is a normal surgery, but some people never come back from that stuff, then he's on the outside looking in, and we're looking for a new quarterback in a few years. So it's a double-edged sword, but I mean, he's doing what he has to do. It hasn't affected the team as of yet. I get your point, but it's just the sports world that we live in. To your point, you know, the name changes and things like that, we got to adjust to it and roll with it because it offends people or whatever. I won't adjust to that stuff. So we got to pick and choose.
I hear you. Thank you, Double A. I appreciate you. Good to hear from you. 301-230-0980. I mentioned Cam Scataboo. Again, he getting so much heat for getting pushed or into a shoving match with a wrestler on Monday night at Madison Square Garden and a stupid comedian that he had to come out with some sort of statement saying, people, leave me the bleep alone.
Yeah.
Right? Now,
I mean, it's a little different, though, because he has a broken ankle and he's getting pushed. I think yes. That's what the word is
right.
about.
Right. And certainly that's reasonable concern. But it's not like I'm not trying to censor and make that guys should never do anything. You know, there's reasonable and then there's unreasonable. And a media venture, whatever this is, whatever this platform is, seems reasonable, but it could cross into unreasonable at some point, and we've seen it develop in different ways with different people. So that's where the concern is. I mentioned real quickly earlier, like, and I know this is less sexy, but I look at, like, to my knowledge, Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills is not involved in any media ventures or platform extensions or brand extensions or whatever the hell.
I mean, somebody's getting them these commercial deals, though. Josh Allen is in a lot of commercials.
Understood. Again, I think commercial, like, you didn't hear me say anything at all about the Chunky Soup commercial with Tyler Biadasz and Mom, right? Yeah. Funny, I get it. I understand guys are going to do some ventures outside, and there's demand and there's interest. Again, it depends on what happens with this. Are we talking about, like, where he's spending, I don't know, 25 days in a studio in February? And you say, well, that's his off season. Okay, maybe it is, but does one day in May, does he miss an OTA because he was busy recording a video? Which happened. So that's what you worry about.
I mean, but I just think that, like, because we had a couple callers allude to this, there's nothing about JD that gives me any impression.
Understood.
That, like, I think one of the things that we marveled at JD about last year was not only his performance on the field, but his poise on and off the field. So I just think that, like, it's one of those things that's like, until proven otherwise, it's not like a big deal. I mean, and to further on this point, I think that just becoming an NFL star, if you're talking about that a person you're alluding to with who has a problem with the spotlight, with the, you know, it becomes a distraction, the off the field things, just becoming an NFL star is like, something to be worried about. With JD, there's nothing that has happened with him that, at least for me, will cause me to be alarmed.
Totally agree. And that's why, and I've said over and over again on the show and on Twitter, I think he's humble and mature and poised enough to handle it. But I do worry a little bit about what potentially could happen. And that is, I think, normal. I think, like, you say, hey, you know, I support, you know, like, my daughter's 21 and a half years old, okay? I have to let her live her life. I have to let her make adult decisions. I try and support, but do I have concerns? Yes, I have concerns. I think they're reasonable concerns, even though there's a track record that would say, well, she's made some mistakes. And then there's a track record that said, you know, she's a pretty good kid and she's not going to do anything irresponsible or reckless. You know, there's differences, right? I totally get those that say, well, he hasn't done it yet. He hasn't done anything wrong yet. Let him breathe. Got it. Understood. But the reason why I brought this up, A, it's the bye week. B, it was presented to me. C, I've seen how this has gone in the past. D, just because somebody hasn't done something yet doesn't mean that they won't do it. And that's where the slight or small or what other adjective could I use?
Puny. Minuscule.
All right, maybe. With a little concern comes in. It just, you know, again, not a big deal. It's just something I thought you guys would be interested in discussing. And apparently you are. All right, more of your calls coming up. I see y'all. We'll get to you much quicker on the other side. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
All right, right back to the calls we go on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Good to have you aboard. Let's get to Nick in D.C. next up, I think. What's up, Nick? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing good, Nick. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, no problem. I pretty much am on the same page with you. I do want to give Jaden the benefit of the doubt, though. I mean, we heard all last year he was the first one in the building. You know, his work ethic was second to none. And I don't know. Maybe this was – I don't have any proof of this, but maybe it's more driven by his mother. It seems like he really follows, you know, has a close relationship with her, obviously. It's his manager and his mom and – you know, so I don't know if it's something that he went out and sought out or his mom did, but it's not something I'm going to worry about at this point. If down the road it seems to be an issue, then yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
No, I totally get that. I really do. I guess I'm always a person, and it sounds like you and I are pretty much, like you said, on the same page, but maybe you're going to reserve concern until there's something to be concerned about. I'm always like, hey, let's try and get ahead of the concern. Let's hope that we can cut out the concern.
That makes sense, too. Yeah, because, it's been so long since we've had a franchise quarterback, and yeah, we want to make sure that we don't, this doesn't get messed up. And I'm trying to give the benefit of the doubt, but I can see that why you would want to get ahead of it. And that makes a lot of sense too. But, he just did so much to get goodwill, I think, with a lot of us last year. And, just hearing the stories of him being such a hard worker and whatnot.
Gotcha. No doubt. I appreciate the phone call, Nick. Thanks for hanging in there and getting aboard on the show and having a more than reasonable approach. Appreciate you. 301-230-0980. Let's get to our guy, AP. I just saw him at the bottom of the list here. I didn't even see you there, AP. Sorry about that. How are you, pal?
How are you, sir?
Doing good. Doing good. You hanging in there?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Attaboy.
Yeah, back at work. Back in the swing of things.
Good.
But, yes, sir. In regards to Jaden, just kind of echoing what the other callers have been saying, this right now for me is a nothing burger just due to his, his work ethic and what, he has shown and what he represents, just coming into the league and, his study habits in the film room and, again, just what he brings to the team as a leader. I will say, before we can even put judgment on Jaden, if he, for some reason has another bad outing, we have to fix what's going on around him. We have to put the weapons in place to, protect the nucleus that is Jaden Daniels. Because he's at the core of it. He's the core. he's the core piece to build around. And while we have time to build this team, we need Adam Peters to make better decisions, to hit more on his draft picks, and even some free agents. You know, we got all the cap space in the world to build this team. So, you know, right now, again, I'm not going to put any attention on this because, you know, one, the season is, you know, it's still going, but it's not looking good. But, you know, as long as it's not a distraction to the team as a whole and, you know, he can still go out and perform, and then again, we have the pieces around him to help him succeed, then this is a nothing burger. But if we do have all the pieces and it's a quarterback, you know, issue, and it's evident that it's a quarterback issue, then we can revisit this topic and say, well, you know, hey, Jaden, like, is this becoming a distraction? You're missing on your reads. You're taking unnecessary sacks. You know, you're missing people wide open. Then we'll have an issue with, you know, his off-the-field activities. But other than that, for me right now, it's a nothing burger.
Yeah, I just think it, to your point, AP, I think it also invites what the potential you could see, right? If he's struggling again next year, which, again, he struggled even before the injuries this year. A little bit, right?
Right.
In Green Bay, and even at times in the Giants season opener. What it does is it opens up opportunity for criticism beyond just normal football criticism. And then it becomes,
and I agree with that.
Yeah, and we've already seen how his mom reacted when people fans tried to, you know, constantly compare him to RG3 even before the last injury, right?
Right.
So everything he does is polarizing, and when everything you do is polarizing, whether it's fair or not, things get garbled, and I guess platforms kind of tend to cross into each other. And to your point, right, if he's struggling next year, say, and even if he's healthy, people are going to say, wow, see? And especially if some sort of news headline or quote or something happens where he misses practice or whatever because of a media event or an outside venture, that's going to be an issue. I'm already seeing that. I think you're already seeing that, you know? So that's the problem.
And I agree with that. But again, you know, once again, we have to factor in what's going on around him.
Yeah.
The defense.
Yeah.
You know, the skill positions.
Yep.
All those things have to be factored in before we can truly evaluate Jaden as a quarterback.
All of that is fair.
So
no doubt. All of that is fair. Thank you, AP. Appreciate you. Glad everything is okay. We're going to let you go. Shedeur Sanders is set to make his first NFL start this Sunday. That's one of the big NFL headlines. Some more coming up in the rest of the show over the next hour and a half, plus more of your calls, including what one prominent ESPN analyst, NFL analyst is saying about what the Commanders should do come the draft.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
I think most Cowboys fans are stupid, for lack of a better word.
I started doing the show before we had a chance to set the record straight on Cowboy fans. The Cowboy B stock report is moments ahead. Moments away, I should say, and ahead, just ahead. But first, I wanted to get this before I forgot. Seth Walder of ESPN Analytics, more than pure NFL analysis, but, you know Seth. So Ben Standing apparently had him on his podcast, Last Man Standing. I was on there on Sunday night from Madrid. So hopefully go check that out. He said, and the Commanders right now are at 7 if the season ended and the draft lottery or the draft order was set today, that, quote, they should be trying to trade down more than anybody, end quote. Now, we'll see where they wind up. Obviously, the higher you go, theoretically, the better chance that you get a player, a premier game-changing player. But it also means the higher you go, the more return you can get in a trade down. We'll deal with that more later. The Dallas Cowboys won on Monday night in Las Vegas. Pretty easy win for the Cowboys. Not an easy set of circumstances after the untimely, obviously, sad, tragic loss of life that they had to deal with right after they went on bye. Cowboy B, who we normally have some fun with and what have you, is back with us for the Cowboy B stock report because we had to kind of put it on ice, all things considered, what had happened with Marshawn Nealon. Cowboy B, are you feeling renewed, refreshed, hopeful, optimistic about your Cowboys, or did beating the Raiders on the road out of the bye, despite the difficult emotional circumstances, not mean a whole lot?
I'm glad. I actually predicted a win because the Raiders stink. But I was more concerned with how would the defense look. Mm-hmm. And the defense looked much better against the Raiders now that we have Quinnen Williams. Now, the Raiders aren't very good. They have actually the worst-ranked offensive line in the league.
Yes.
So, obviously, it was going to be a party in the backfield with those dudes.
Yes.
But I never – okay, here's the thing I don't understand. People say, oh, it's the Raiders. Mind you, we only had one more win than them going into that game Monday.
Correct.
It's not like we're the Eagles or something.
Right.
So, like, we're on similar playing field, at least from the record-wise. So I think that is a moot point to bring up.
But you would give me, you're right about that, but you would give me that, hey, man, their offense is putrid, meaning the Raiders. Your offense is really good. Their defense is okay. It's nothing special, but it's left out to dry because their offense is so putrid. Your defense obviously wasn't very good, but it was rejuvenated, if you will, by the additions of Quinnen Williams and Logan Wilson, right? And obviously, unfortunately, what happened with Marshawn Nealon, but also getting DeMarvian Overstreet back. Is that his name?
Overshown.
Why do I want to call him Overstreet? I don't know. Getting him back, right? So, I mean, like, I thought the Cowboys would win that game as well. The only thing you worry about is sometimes a team is so destroyed mentally and emotionally that football is the last thing on their mind. You know, and I didn't know what effect that would have. But it seemed to have, unfortunately, a galvanizing effect, right? And it helps that the Raiders absolutely suck on offense. I mean, just bottom line. Like, Geno Smith is not very good, but why is he not very good? Is it because he's got, like you said, no offensive line at all? And really not a lot of weapons? I mean, Genty, Bowers, yeah, okay. But not much there, and certainly nothing to protect him, which leads to mistakes. All right, I wanted to ask you this. So I got this from Bet Online. The Cowboys, they sent me like all 32 teams, their win totals and whatnot, and over-unders. And the way they did it was they kind of went in four different areas, okay? They talked about how each team's projected win total or whatever before week one, after week four, after week eight, and then after week 11 or current, okay? The Cowboys, before the season, had an over-under of 7.5. After week four, they had a total of 6.5. After week 8, they were back up to 7.5. Now after week 11, currently heading into a 2-game tango at home with Philadelphia this Sunday and Kansas City a week from tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day, a desperate Kansas City team, the Cowboys are down to 6.5. I think Vegas is counting you guys out a little bit. Is that, well, does that piss you off, or is that fair considering the upcoming schedule?
Well, in the words of this of a famous radio guy by the name of Chris Russell, Vegas doesn't know anything.
Yeah, who's that? What? What? Attaboy. Attaboy. Cowboy B.
Sometimes they know a little something, but they don't know everything.
A little something,
they
right.
They don't know everything.
Right. They, like, they didn't build the entire city. We should clarify. Certainly they find a way to sucker sports gamblers. There is no doubt about that. They did not build Las Vegas based on sports gambling. They built Las Vegas based on gambling.
Yeah.
And a lot of that gambling is at the tables and roulette wheel and with cards and slot machines and all of that. So great point on your end. I appreciate the nod, by the way. And by the way, Tyler asked about you again yesterday on the way home, although he did immediately ask for AMAC this afternoon. He had no interest in Cowboy B today.
That's okay.
AMAC was on his mind today. But yesterday afternoon and yesterday morning, Cowboy B was the first name amongst my work colleagues and friends that he mentioned. So consider yourself special. I like Brian Schottenheimer.
I do too. He's a good guy.
I got to say this. I think Jerry Jones has lost it in a lot of ways, and he was ridiculed for this hire. Shoddy seems like, you know, his dad, who coached here obviously for a year, but was a hard ass. I mean, I knew somebody that knew Marty really well, and they hated each other. Marty was a member of the male anatomy that I can't say on the radio, okay? In a lot of people's eyes, okay? Brian Schottenheimer does not seem that way. I mean, I don't get into the whole goofy post-game, you know, all that stuff that you see all over the place, right? That's superfluous stuff. But it seems like this team, correct me if I'm wrong, plays really hard for him. They may not be good enough defensively to win and make the playoffs, especially with the upcoming gauntlet that they have. But they play hard for that guy.
That they do. And to piggyback off that point, I know you said Marty, his father, he's on record said that he takes his coaching style more from Pete Carroll because the years he spent under him. So
smart.
That would be the distinction between the
yeah.
two personality coaching styles. But the players, they rally for him. They play hard. I was questionable about his offensive capabilities with play calling mm-hmm. and stuff. But as a leader of men, I have no problem with him, especially, you know, the first drive of the game, he benched CD and Pickens.
Right.
Comes to find out, allegedly, CD was spotted at 7:30 a.m. on game day, throwing up outside of a casino. So that probably led to that decision.
But then those guys reward him with a great game.
Exactly.
Okay? So they didn't go AWOL after that, right? Which would have been a problem if they did. So that to me tells me, hey, we handled it. We had a situation. We handled it. We disciplined them somehow. You could argue they should have disciplined them more, whatever. But then they responded, right? And that helps you inside that locker room. And one other thing that I would say that jumped out to me, I don't know if you recognize this, but like as he was beginning his post-game speech, a player, I don't know what player it was, came over to him, and he was clearly emotional. Talking about Marshawn Nealon, right?
I want to say that was Osa.
Yeah, it looked like one of the defensive linemen, but I'm not sure. But he gave him a hug. And obviously, again, death is something that to me, if those guys would have laid down or gone AWOL or not been impact players after what happened, or if they would have gone undisciplined or by the team or whatever, I would be worried about that. But it seemed like they handled that. And here's the bigger thing that I wanted to get to real quickly. Jerry Jones gets a lot of criticism for a lot of the things that he says. But you know what? He hired Schottenheimer when nobody thought he should. So far, they have built a powerhouse on offense, right? They made the trade for George Pickens when a lot of people thought George Pickens was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. They made the investment in Javonte Williams when a lot of people thought Javonte Williams was done.
Yep.
We got to give Jerry some credit here. I know they've struggled on defense. I got it. I'm not telling you he's perfect or he makes no mistakes or he's great. But we got to give Jerry some credit here, no?
He deserves a little bit of credit. I'll even give him credit so far for the early returns of the Quinnen Williams trade.
Okay.
That Micah trade was still a disaster.
Okay.
But he's made some solid moves, I will say.
Philadelphia this Sunday, AT&T Stadium. I think the Cowboys win that game.
I do. A-Mac is dying over here.
What's wrong, A-Mac?
That was the funniest thing he heard, apparently.
No. You seriously believe that? You think that?
Yeah.
I think you're trolling, man. I think you're trolling.
You think I'm trolling?
Yes.
Really?
Okay.
Cowboy B. Tell your boy why the Cowboys are going to beat the Eagles and why the Cowboys might beat the Chiefs as well.
Listen, the Chiefs is one of those teams where they just have our number, like the Broncos and Cardinals for whatever reason. So I won't make any bold proclamations on that. But I do think we beat the Eagles because, one, Jalen Hurts is just not that good, in my opinion. They're injured on offensive line, no Lane Johnson. They haven't been handling interior pressure all that well. Haven't been able to really run the ball that much. Saquon is having a down year. The passing attack is god-awful. A.J. Brown is doing next to nothing. He had 11 targets last game and only had 40-something yards.
Mm.
That is the most unimpactful stat
Very
ever.
Pedestrian.
Yes.
Very pedestrian.
The thing that worries me is the defense. Their defense is elite.
Their defense is good.
It might
Quinyon
be better
Mitchell
than
might be the best lockdown corner right now in the NFL.
No.
Might be. No?
I'm not giving him that. I'm too much of a hater.
Top three, top four. But here's the thing. If the Cowboys, the good news about having CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens is that the Cowboys can hurt you in a number of different ways. They're not just built on one receiver that you can shut down and take out. Keep that in mind. Cowboy B, good luck to your Cowboys this Sunday and Thanksgiving. I hope we can do this again next Wednesday before Thanksgiving and in between games as the Cowboys continue their very favorable scheduling at home on Thanksgiving, where they always get to sleep in their own bed the Sunday before the Sunday before Thanksgiving and then on Thanksgiving itself. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Good to have you aboard. That's my guy, Cowboy B. When we return, I got some numbers on Jalen Hurts that would suggest he doesn't suck. I'll give you those next. Plus, more of your calls, more of your reaction to the Jaden Daniels situation. And do you mind if professional athletes venture out? It doesn't have to be just Jaden. Do they have a right, based on a limited shelf window, to do a completely different career, a completely different empire, if you will, while also playing in their given sport? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. All right, good to have you with us right here on the Team 980. I want to apologize. I read something wrong on Twitter, and this is why you always like kind of check, right? So normally you see something on Twitter and you're like, well, that seems interesting. And sometimes it's real, and sometimes, you know, you have to really kind of look into whether something is legit or not. There used to be this Twitter handle, 24/7 Sports, that I know had some good things. I don't know where they are right now, but I saw something pop up during a segment. I was like, oh, that's fishy. Could that be real? And I threw it out there. I said, is this legit? I thought the portal wasn't open right now when it came to Virginia Tech. And it turned out it was fake. Sorry. So I apologize. At 274 Sport, not 24/7 Sports, which I think is a legitimate handle, put out something that Virginia Tech had agreed to an $8 million deal with Sam Levitt, who's the Arizona State quarterback, to play for James Franklin, and a fake quote from Franklin, the new Hokies coach, and it turns out that it is fake. So, I was kind of questioning it from the start, but, you know, that's that. 24/7 Sports is like a recruiting transfer portal, college sports website that I follow, or Twitter handle that I follow. So I apologize. Did not see the mix-up of numbers. Sometimes that happens. But I was clearly wondering whether it was legit or not. So my bad on that. Thanks to Cowboy B. And look, I would say this. The NFL is more interesting. Look, with the Commander season essentially over, I know nobody wants the Cowboys to do well, but it's better for the NFL if the Cowboys are in playoff contention, which right now they kind of are. They're kind of on the outside looking in. It's better for the NFL. It's better if the Cowboys are in the playoffs and lose very quickly. It's better. Why isn't it better? Of course it's better, right? Like, if you look right now, I was reading this overnight. The Dallas Cowboys right now are picked to lose to the, this is by NFL.com analytics, to lose to the Eagles this Sunday. Again, I think they can win that game. Lose to the Chiefs on Thanksgiving. The Chiefs are 5-5, right? And the Chiefs have to worry about this Sunday before they even get to Thanksgiving. And then lose at the Lions on Thursday night, a week after playing the Chiefs. So they play the Thursday night game with normal rest. Win against the Vikings on Sunday Night Football if that game stays on Sunday night, which it will because it's the Cowboys. Lose against the Chargers at home. Lose at the Commanders on Christmas Day. Probably not going to happen. And win against the Giants. Their projected record through Week 10 should have been 4-5. Instead, they were 3-5-1. Now they are 4-5-1. I think the Cowboys, even though that right now their final projection, according to NFL.com, is 6-10-1, I think they have a chance to be 8-9 when it's all said and done. I don't think the Cowboys are going anywhere. I don't think they're ultimately going to make it unless they win back-to-back games against the Eagles and the Chiefs over the next 8 days. I think that's the only way they make it. 301-230-0980. We got to take a timeout. 2:59. One final hour to go right here on the Team 980. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencias. Selección varía por lugar.